is dated on the fourth day of Tammuz. This is in volume 4, Tavshin Yud Aleph in 1951, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to Nochum Zalman Sheyichya Gurevich. He was a Chabad Chassid that lived in Melbourne, in Australia. He was one of the Chassid who went to Australia. And the Rebbe opens up with peace and blessing, and he says, I have received your letter. You don't write the date. And also the note, the Pidyon Nefesh, that has been attached to it, which I will read during an auspicious time on the gravesite of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, Harina Nishmosbi Gibbs Zimrim. And for sure, he is going to arouse great mercy that Hashem should fulfill all your requests for the good, and you should be able to notify good news about this. I'm very happy, the Rebbe said, that you bought more machinery for your factory. And for sure, you heard the expression that my father-in-law related in the name of his grandfather, Rebbe Maharash, that the world tells us that if you cannot go underneath, then you go over. Which would mean, technically, that first you try to go on the lower end. You know, you don't go big, you try very little. And if you can't make it, then you go bigger. But I say, the Prerav Rebbe Rash said, that you start big in the first place. Rebbe says, start big, get more machinery, make a big parnasa, make a big job, a big factory, and Hashem will be in your support, that from now on, the flow will come from His full, holy, and open hand, and you'll find your livelihood in a relaxed way, peaceful emotionally and physically. The Rebbe is also adding, he's giving him $1 or one shekel, he calls it, from the funds of the father-in-law, that you should place that in the expenses that you expend for your factory. And there is a statement said by the previous Rebbe, by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, about a saying of our sages. It says, anybody who takes a coin from Eiv would be Mizbarach. He had the power to be blessed from that. That he says that when you take from above, in other words, you participate, you take from above, it doesn't make a difference how much you take. But once you take from the fund of the Rebbe, the holy fund, even if it's one coin, this already brings success, brings luck. So it's like a good omen, a good sign, a good support for success. And since this dollar, this shekel, is from my father-in-law's fund, so this would also bring you success in all matters of your livelihood. The Rebbe says, I'm interested to know who's your partner and what's his situation in spiritual matters. And probably, the Rebbe says, you can have him also partner with you in the study of the revealed part of Torah and the Hasidic Torah study, and you should be able to give me good news about this also. And the Rebbe blesses him for success in both in his private matters and also in his community affairs.